Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most effective transition tools in dark drum and bass, an ambient style fill with that 90s jungle edge, but translated into a clean Ableton Live 12 workflow. This is not just about chopping a break for energy. We're creating a controlled burst of tension. Think of it like a micro scene in the arrangement. It has a beginning, a destabilizing middle, and a landing point. If you do it right, the fill feels like old sampler chaos for a moment. Then the track slams back into the grid with real authority. We're aiming for a two-bar fill that combines chopped amen fragments, a little pitch smudged instability, a short vocal hit or atmosphere slice, and some subtle grit and transient shaping. The goal is that classic panic then release feeling, which is perfect for leading into a bass drop, a vocal return, or a switch up in a darker roller. Start by choosing where the fill lives in the arrangement. In dark DNB, this works best at the end of an 8, 16, or 32 bar phrase, usually right before the drop repeats or a vocal comes back in. If there's a vocal hook in the track, even better. Let the line finish, then use the fill as a response. That gives the fill a narrative role, not just a rhythmic one. Now load in a clean amen break. You want a source with strong transients so the slices stay punchy after editing. Turn warp on and start with beats mode. That gives you tight transient handling and makes the break easier to control. A good starting point is 1/16 or 1/32 segmentation, with transient preservation somewhere around 20 to 40. If the break has useful tail character, don't be too aggressive with preserving it. You want enough detail to keep the break alive, but not so much that it becomes mushy. Here is an important advanced move. Don't quantize everything perfectly. That's one of the biggest mistakes people make. The jungle feel comes from micro swing and tiny timing imperfections. Push a couple of slices a few milliseconds late. Let the fill lean backward just a little. That old sampler drag is a huge part of the darkness. Now chop the break into a playable rhythm. You can slice it to a new MIDI track or duplicate selected hits into an audio lane. Keep the shape intentional. We are building a two-bar phrase, not a random edit. A strong structure is this. Bar 1 gives you punctuation, maybe a snare hit on beat 2, a ghost kick or broken tom before beat 3, and one or two quick ghost notes. Then bar 2 gets denser, with a fast snare drag or break fragment, and ends on a final accent or vocal chop that pushes into the next section. That phrase shape matters. The best fills don't try to show off every slice. They create anticipation through fragmentation. You're shaping a tension curve. Since this lesson is focused on vocals, as well, let's add a short vocal texture to make the fill feel more human and memorable. This does not need to be a full lyric. In darker DNB, a breath, a whispered phrase, a chopped syllable, or a single word like go, stay, or again can do the job. Place the vocal slice strategically. You can tuck it just before the fill starts, drop it between snare hits in the second bar, or use it as a final pickup before the re-entry. Keep it short if the drums are already busy. The more rhythmic information the break carries, the simpler the vocal should be. Now process that vocal with stock Ableton tools. Try Redux for a little aliasing and grit. Don't destroy it completely. We want texture, not noise for noise's sake. A little grain delay can smear it into the background. Auto filter is great here too, especially if you automate the cutoff from around 300 Hz up toward 2 to 6 kHz. That gives you movement. Then a short reverb, around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds of decay, with a dry slash wet between 8 and 20%, can make the vocal feel haunted and distant. That vocal ghost sound is perfect for 90s-inspired darkness. It can feel like a warning, a memory of a rave MC, or a call from the shadows. Next, shape the drum layer. Route the MN slices to a group and use drum bus to glue them together. A little drive, maybe 5 to 15%, works well. Keep boom very subtle unless you want to muddy the low end. Add a bit of transient if you want more crack, and use crunch sparingly if you want that worn sampler edge. Then add saturator if the break needs more bite. Soft clip on, drive around 2 to 6 dB, and use the color section carefully if the break feels too thin. After that, use EQ to clean up the group. High pass any non-essential low end, especially if the sub is active. Pull out some boxiness around 300 to 500 Hz if it starts fighting the bass. And if the top end gets harsh, tame a little around 3 to 6 kHz. If you want a more authentic old-school edge, lightly reduce the sample quality with Redux on the drum group. Just enough to add grain. The trick is balance. The fill should sound rougher than the main drum loop, but it still needs to keep its shape. Now we make it feel like a real transition event through automation. This is where the difference between a chopped break and a proper fill really shows up. Automate the auto filter cutoff to rise across the fill, especially on the vocal slice or the break group. Bring up reverb or delay only on the final part of the phrase. Let the drum bus drive increase a little into the last hit. You can also narrow utility width before the drop and open it back up on the first downbeat of the return. A really effective dark DNB move is to let the fill eat a little space right before the drop. A tiny hole can hit harder than another extra hit. You can even do a short filter lift, then a hard stop, then the drop returns. That abruptness feels menacing, especially if the bass line is already busy. And speaking of bass, tie the fill to the bass line so it feels engineered, not pasted on. Mute or thin the bass for the first half of the fill. Let a subtail or bass stab answer the final snare. Then bring the full bass line back when the drop lands. If you're using a res or mid-bass layer, automate its volume or filter so it ducks under the fill and surges back after it. This call and response is a huge part of darker rollers. The fill becomes a mini breakdown inside the drop, and the bass return feels bigger because of it. Now for an advanced workflow move, print it. Don't keep everything endlessly editable. Route the fill to a new audio track and resample it. This is where the old jungle mentality really helps. Once you've got the resampled pass, consolidate the two bars, trim the silence, and only make small warp corrections if you need them. After that, layer or compare a cleaner version and a dirtier version. One cleaner layer can keep the punch. One rougher layer can add texture. The vocal fragment can provide identity. You can even offset one layer by a few milliseconds for a little width and tension. Just make sure you check mono compatibility. This is important. Commit to a version. Dark DNB fills get stronger when they feel like a performance that was edited, not like something that's still being endlessly tweaked. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't overfill the bar. Too many slices and no breathing room means the fill loses shape. Second, don't quantize everything perfectly. That kills the jungle feel. Third, don't let too much low end build up in the fill. The sub should own that space. Fourth, keep the vocal short. If it becomes too lyrical, it starts sounding like a hook instead of a transition device. And finally, don't pile on distortion without transient control. You want aggression, not mush. A couple of pro tips will push this even further. Try keeping the first hit of the fill relatively dry, then throw the final vocal chop into reverb or delay. That contrast feels cinematic. You can also narrow the drum bus before the drop, then read open the width on the first downbeat. That size jump is powerful. Another great move is to add a low-tuned tom or rim quietly under the amen. It gives the fill a ritualistic feel. You can also reverse the final quarter bar of the break so it sucks into the downbeat like a vacuum. That's a killer transition trick. And if you want even more instability, detune only one copied slice slightly and leave the rest untouched. That tiny warped sampler drift can make the whole fill feel older and more haunted. Here's a practical mini exercise if you want to lock this in. Build three versions of the same two-bar amen fill. Make one cleanest, one darkest, and one most unstable. The clean one should be tight with minimal processing. The dark one should have more pitch drift, more saturation, and a narrower stereo image before the drop. The unstable one should include a reverse section, a degraded vocal tail, and one intentional gap before the last hit. Then place each fill at the end of the same 16-bar section, resample them, and compare them in context with the bass line and vocals. Pick the version that raises tension without stealing focus. That's the key idea here. The best MN-style fill isn't a drum solo. It's a transition event. It should feel like a brief breakdown of control, then a hard, satisfying return. So remember the core workflow. Choose a clear phrase transition. Keep the break human with tiny timing shifts. Use a short vocal element for identity. Shape the group with drum bus and saturator. Automate filter and space for movement. And let the bass respond to the fill instead of fighting it. Build it with intention. Resample it. Commit to the energy. And let the next section slam back harder. That's how you bring 90s-inspired darkness into Ableton Live 12 without losing modern impact.